This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircrafts equipped with Gen X engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. The DGCA said the inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met the lone injured survivor Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, a British national of Indian origin, of Air India plane crash. Modi also visited the plane crash site and took stock of the situation. His visit came a day after Air India's Boeing 787-8 crash, which claimed 241 lives, including former Gujarat CM Rupani and 12 crew members on board. Chief Minister Pema Khandu expressed his heartfelt condolences on the tragic Air India flight accident that occurred in Ahmedabad, Gujarat yesterday. In his message, the CM extended condolences to the bereaved family members, families on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. The state government also joined the nation in mourning this loss and offered prayers for all those affected. Governor K.T. Parnaik concluded his visits to four military stations in Assam by laying a wreath at Four Corps War Memorial in Tejpur today. On his three-day tour of military establishments as part of his continued engagement with the armed forces in the region, he visited Rangia, Misamari, Thakubari and Tejpur military stations. The governor's visit reaffirmed the strong bond between Rajbhavan and armed forces. His presence boosted morale and also reinforced the shared vision of peace, preparedness and progress in India's frontier regions. The governor extended his warm greetings and best wishes to the citizens and in particular to all the selfless blood donors on the occasion of World Blood Donors Day. The governor said voluntary blood donation is one of the most selfless and compassionate acts a person can perform. A single donation can mean the difference between life and death for someone. By coming forward to donate, one offers hope, healing and a second chance at life, he said. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Min chaired a meeting to discuss the upgradation of the World War II Memorial Museum at Jairampur in Changlang District at Secretariat Office in Itanagar yesterday. In the meeting, Min proposed for grand celebrations at Pangsau Pass Winter Festival as part of the 80th commemoration of World War II to conduct a village jeep rally from the Hump World War II Museum in Pasighat to Pangsau Pass and a supercar rally to draw attention from tourists and history enthusiasts. A dedicated committee was constituted under Minister of Research Dasang Lo Pol with Deputy Chief Minister as Chief Advisor and MLAs Lai Sam Simai and Oken Taeng as advisors. Min also directed the committee members to initiate the collection of artifacts and to design a dedicated gallery for local tribal contributions. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Min congratulated Chief Minister Pema Khandu on completing 1 year of Pema 3.0 and marking 9 transformative years in office. In a social media post, Min said CM Khandu's visionary and people-centric leadership continues to steer Arunachal Pradesh towards inclusive development, transparency and innovation. Looking forward to build together a brighter, stronger and more resilient Arunachal, he said. Papumpare DC Veseka Yadav today conducted a review meeting with all coordinators, center superintendents and assistant center superintendents, ACSs, for upcoming Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board APSSB examinations on 15th of this month. The DC took stock of the preparations at various exam centers regarding infrastructure, hygiene, uninterrupted water and power supply, and emergency health arrangements. She directed all exam centers earmarked for PWD students to fully equip with appropriate infrastructure, accessibility features, and support services. About 3,256 candidates will appear for the combined graduate level CGL exam conducted by APSSB across 15 centers of Papumpare district on Sunday. The Meteorological Center of India has forecast that 10 districts of the state are yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very clearly, likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.